The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa. In the headlines, two NDC regional women organizers killed in road accident. TUC gives government ultimatum for minimum wage increase or will advise itself. Search for missing Malaysian plane with 239 passengers enters new phase. And Microsoft warns of limited targeted attacks on its internet browser. The news in detail.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
The Deputy Greater Accra Regional Women's Organizer of the NDC, Hajia Adiza Sali, and her Volta Regional counterpart, Agnes Tia, were killed in a motor accident on Saturday night. According to reports, they died when the vehicle they were traveling on collided with a Yutong bus on the Kintampo-Kumasi Road. The Greater Accra Regional Women's Organizer, Vivian Ankra, who was also traveling on the vehicle, is in critical condition at the 37 Military Hospital in Accra. The NDC executives were returning from the funeral of the sister of the First Lady, Mrs. Lordina Mahama, when the accident occurred. Hajia Adiza Sali, who got married on the 6th of last month, was buried later yesterday in accordance with Islamic tradition. The body of Agnes Tia has since been deposited at a morgue in Accra. Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, George Lawson, confirmed the story but could not give further details. Ghana has an unenviable record of road fatalities, with many describing the country's roads as a death trap. Statistics from the police MTTD indicates that more than 2,000 people died through road crashes last year. We have NDC Deputy General Secretary George Lawson to give us an update on the accident. George, how is the Greater Accra Women's Secretary Vivian Ankra faring?
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Greater Accra Regional Women Organization is in a stable condition. She's currently on admission at the 37 Military Hospital.
And have any arrangements been made for the funeral and burial of Volta Regional Women's Organizer Agnes Tia?
Yes, family members are being contacted. Yesterday, a delegation went to her house to express their condolences. So we're still waiting for the family. Once the family says, then burial arrangements will be announced.
Were any others injured in the accident?
Pardon?
Any others besides these three?
The driver of the vehicle is also on admission at the 37 military hospital.
Can you tell us what actually happened? How the accident came about?
No, I've not been really detailed. What the information reaching me indicated that it was a head-on collision with a U-turn bus. That is the information that I received.
Thank you very much, George, for that update.
It's a pleasure.
NDC Deputy General Secretary George Lawson. Government has, through the Northern Rural Growth Program, completed the construction of a 17.5-kilometer feeder road from Yagha to Betori in the Upper West Region. The project is expected to open up the area along the Black Volta to commercial vegetable and cereal crop production. Meanwhile, plans are also far advanced to build a park house at the Yagha for the cold storage of perishable goods produced along the area. This is an intervention targeted at reducing post-harvest losses and preventing farmers from forcing to sell their produce at prices below the cost of production. Deputy Regional Minister Abukasa Mbata made this known during the celebration of the Bongno Festival of the Chiefs and People of the Jirapa Traditional Area. We bring you more.
The celebration was on the theme, Culture as a Vehicle for the Promotion of Peace and Social Cohesion. Mr. Kasambata called on the people to use the festival to drum home the need to preserve the environment so that economic trees such as shea and dawadawa would become more viable to boost incomes of families. He urged the chiefs to support the assembly in the fight against bush burning, indiscriminate felling of trees for charcoal production, and illegal small-scale miners from destroying the environment. Member of Parliament for Jirapa Paul Deriguba called on senior citizens of the district not to sit on the fence, but rather contribute towards development of the communities. He appealed to the people people to eschew divisive tendencies and concentrate on things that would promote peace and unity among the people. Jaffa District Chief Executive Vivian Nelikunko said the district have a lot of tourist sites, including the woolen mushroom rock and the footprints of the legendary of Bayon at Odantie, and urged the people to find time to visit these places. Paramount Chief of Jaffa Na and Sole Gana appealed to government to improve on many of the feeder roads in the area to enhance the carting of foodstuff from the hinterlands to the district capital.
That was the news desk report. The Ghana Trades Union Congress says it would advise itself if negotiations on the increments of the minimum wage for 2014 is not concluded before Thursday, 1st May. The Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, told workers in Tema that the Umbrella Union of Workers wants all negotiations on both the minimum wage and the base pay to finish before May Day. We bring you details.
Speaking at the symposium organized by the Tema District Council of Labour as part of activities marking May Day, the Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, said workers cannot afford the high cost of living with current wages and salaries.
I've said it that we want the minimum wage to be determined before May Day period. I've just said it. We're pressurizing them to do that, also working towards the another one.
Moved by the applause of workers at the gathering, Mr. Asamoah accused government of presenting strange figures on the wage bill to discourage the clamor for pay increase at a time cost of virtually all goods and services in the country are on the rise. He said in 2009, before the implementation of the single spine pay policy, government wage bill was 53.2% of its total revenue, and this increased to 58.7% in 2014 after implementation of the new pay policy. Based on this, Mr. Asamoah said the debate about the impact of the wage bill on government revenue mobilization and expenditure can only be convincing if government disaggregate figures on compensation, including those of Article 71 office holders, including the President, Vice President, Ministers and Deputy Ministers, Members of Council of State, Speaker and Deputy Speakers and Members of Parliament, the Chief Justice and other Justices of the Superior Courts. Mr. Asamoah called on workers to unite to enable them to demand what is rightfully theirs.
A news desk report. The South Pong District Assembly has mapped out strategies to ensure effective revenue mobilization. The District Chief Executive Samuel Mauku Awoyi made this known at the first ordinary meeting of the Assembly at Sogakope in the Volta region. He said this would assist the Assembly to meet its obligations. He mentioned tax education, formation of revenue task force, effective supervision and employment of additional revenue collectors as part of the strategies to enhance revenue mobilization. Mr. Awoyi proposed that a day be set aside by the Assembly for all staff to go to the field to mobilize revenue. The DCE hinted that the Assembly would undertake commercial fish farming as a means of generating additional revenue. He expressed concern about the manner in which structures are haphazardly sited in the Sogakope Township. Mr. Awoyi called on property developers in the district to respect the building regulations of the Assembly. The MP for the area, Kobna Mensah Woyome, expressed concern about the publication of false reports about the Assembly in the media. He advised the media to find out the truth before going public with any information. A senior private legal practitioner, Ben Baluri Saibu, has expressed the need for public awareness to protect artifacts. He said this would create a sense of ownership in the preservation of artifacts for posterity and also boost tourism. Mr. Saibu said this when he led a group of lawyers from the Northern Regional Branch of the Ghana Bar Association and journalists to tour some ancient artifact sites in Tamale to observe the features and their usefulness to the country's history. Some of the sites toured include Nyohini, Target Hill and Wamale, all suburbs of Tamale where artifacts in the form of ancient landforms and molds are located. Mr. Saibu, who has been documenting some of the artifacts, spoke against the lack of a recognizable authority whose duty it would be to maintain the artifacts and package them for tourist attraction to generate resources for the development of the host communities. He said artifacts located across the country are valuable national assets and must be regarded as such and packaged to boost educational tourism in the areas of archaeological studies. He called for the documentation of such artifacts across the country to protect the country's identity. Nkoko and its neighboring circuits of the Methodist Church, including Donkokrum, Mamekrobo, Tiasse, and Quail Ridge, are to be carved out from Kofodria to become a new diocese by next year. The diocese, which will have Nkoko as its headquarters, will cover some of the Achim communities, including Nsuta and Mosiaso. This was announced by the Kofodia Diocesan Bishop of the Church, Right Reverend Michael Bosman, at the closing session of the 35th Annual Synod at Ebri in the Eastern Region. The program was attended by more than 200 delegates, comprising the clergy and laity from 25 churches constituting the diocese of the Church. He asked the people of Nkoko and its environs to work hard towards that status, both physically and spiritually. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: two NDC regional women organizers killed in road accident. TUC gives government ultimatum for minimum wage increase or will advise itself. Search for missing Malaysian plane with 239 passengers enters new phase. And Microsoft warns of limited targeted attacks on its internet browser.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel, and more.
Welcome back. The moderator of the General Assembly of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, Right Reverend Francis Aminu, has urged Ghanaians to stop the mischief of distorting credible facts and sensitive information required for public education. He said even though freedom of speech is critical in democratic principles, dissenting opinions should be expressed in the national interest and spirit of integrity devoid of any form of ill motive. Right Reverend Aminu, who is also the chairman of Christian Council of Ghana, was speaking at the Thanksgiving service to climax the 5th Synod of the EP Church, Whole East Presbytery.
Right Reverend Aminu entreated Ghanaians, irrespective of their social, political, religious, and ethnic affiliation, to shun politicization of pertinent national policies desired for the growth and development of the country. He also urged the people to be faithful stewards in the preservation of the country's water bodies, vegetative cover, and other natural resources, adding that posterity will judge people who deliberately and indiscriminately destroy nature. Right Reverend Aminu called on Christians to be guided by Christ's resurrection power in promoting justice, peace, and dignity in the quest of generating a disciplined and sanitized society. The Whole East Presbytery Synod moderator, Reverend Samuel Aaron Amwakun, underscored the need to seek justice and respect the rights of suspected criminals who have been kept in prison remand for many years without trial. He reiterated the call for the abolition of the death penalty from the penal codes of the country. The occasion was used to honor dedicated persons who have contributed in diverse ways to the growth of the church, including the MP for Whole Central, Benjamin Kudu.
A news desk report. The national president of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church Pastors Association, Reverend Mrs. Comfort Apele, has called on the Christian community and the media to intensify a vigorous crusade against the rising acts of lawlessness and moral decadence in the country. In her opinion, the solution to the grave social and economic challenges confronting the country is detrimental to progress and requires the collective responsibility of all Ghanaians. Reverend Mrs. Apele, also the district pastor of EP Church, Lashibi, was speaking in Accra at the consecration of presbyters for the church at Kiseman. The 14 newly consecrated presbyters, including 6 females, undertook 1-year training in church leadership administration, stewardship duties, guidance and counseling, and liturgical rites. Reverend Mrs. Apele observed that the enormity of social vices in society could be traced to irresponsible parenting and broken homes. She expressed disgust at unwarranted marginalization of women and those who suffer the worst form of labor in their efforts of keeping their homes. Reverend Mrs. Apele therefore urged married couples to rise to their parental responsibility in ensuring sanity in their homes and nurture their children in the fear of God and in a peaceful environment. She urged the newly consecrated presbyters to promote effective working relationship with pastors and catechists in the church. The district pastor, Reverend Edem Ataku, urged the presbyters to serve as dedicated stewards and uphold virtues of morality required of them in promoting the good image of the church as a sacred institution. The president of the EP Church West Volta Presbytery Union, Emmanuel Dankun, appealed to the new members to guard against divisions in the leadership of the church and rather discharge their stewardship responsibilities in a spirit of humility and dedication. The founder and president of Worldwide Miracle Outreach, Dr. Lawrence Tete, says religion plays a pivotal role in development of the country. He added that much needs to be done to enhance the moral aspect of the nation, and therefore it will be unfortunate to undermine the credibility of religious organizations in the country. Dr. Tete said this at the inauguration and induction of the Religious Broadcast Advisory Council, REBAC, of GBC in Accra.
Religion has played a great role in the development of every nation. We should not lose sight of the fact that for Christianity in the early days of Ghana, this nation could have been like any other nation. One of the most organized bodies in every community, their religious bodies, be it Christian, Muslim, or whatever, people respect, revere their leaders, and listen to instructions. They have benefited immensely from religious organizations. Saying that we need to enhance the moral fiber of society, the moral aspect of this nation and responsibility is what makes the nation. We want to understand that what we preach from our pulpits and our platforms brings a lot and makes a lot of impact on the hearing of the people. We need a religious organization. It would be very unfortunate to undermine the credibility of the religious organization. The moral dividends we have in this nation is because people are neglecting the power of the religious bodies. And especially when we look at our background as Christians, it has played a big role. We might have challenges with the influx of people on TV and on radio, and to some extent, we should not also lose sight of the fact that there are genuine ones that are impacting the nation and affecting this nation in a very positive way, and we need to give them credence for that. We all, as a people and as a nation, have a collective responsibility to build Ghana into a positive and great and a vibrant nation. We should learn to coexist peacefully.
Well, the founder and president of Worldwide Miracle Outreach, Dr. Lawrence Tete. The General Superintendent of the Assemblies of God, Ghana, Reverend Dr. Paul Frimpong-Manson, says division and polarization is setting Ghana back, making her mark time since the day of independence. He has therefore asked opinion leaders as well as politicians to give a second thought about the statement, one nation, one people, and one destiny. By so doing, the flag of Ghana will be lifted up with the spirit of unity. Reverend Dr. Frimpong-Manson was speaking at the induction service for the Greater Accra Regional Superintendent, Reverend Dr. Joseph Kwesi Basie in Accra. On the foreign front, the search for the missing Malaysian plane is entering a new phase after the initial undersea search found nothing. Prime Minister Tony Abbott said the much larger area of the ocean floor would now be targeted. He however said it is highly unlikely any wreckage would be found on the surface. The plane carrying 239 people disappeared off radar all over the South China Sea. Officials say, based on satellite information, they believe it ended its journey in seas northwest of the Australian city of Perth, far from its planned path. Microsoft has warned consumers that a flaw in its Internet Explorer browser could let hackers gain access and user rights to their computer. The flaw affects Internet Explorer IE versions 6 to 11, and Microsoft said it is aware of limited targeted attacks to exploit it. The IE versions account for more than 50% of global browser market. Microsoft says it is investigating the flaw and will take appropriate steps to rectify it. So in the news, the main points again. The Deputy Greater Accra Regional Women's Organizer of the NDC, Hajia Adiza Sali, and her Volta Regional counterpart, Agnes Tia, have been killed in a motor accident on Saturday night. According to reports, they died when the vehicle they were traveling in collided with a Yutong bus on the Kintampo-Kumasi Road. The Greater Accra Regional Women's Organizer, Vivian Ankara, who was also traveling in the vehicle, is reported to be faring well at the 37 Military Hospital in Accra. And the Ghana Trades Union Congress has given government May Day ultimatum for minimum wage increase or will advise itself. The Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, told workers in Tema that the Umbrella Union of Workers wants all negotiations on both the minimum wage and the base pay ended before May Day. The news was presented by Samuel Essa in Accra.